Turning first to the zone weather forecast for Wrangell and surrounding areas tonight. Cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle developing late in the evening. Lows around 52 degrees and a west wind at 10 miles per hour becoming light and variable late. For Friday, cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle in the morning. Highs around 69 degrees and a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. Turning next to the marine weather forecast, the synopsis for Southeast Alaska Inner Channels and Coastal Waters. A broad ridge of high pressure over the Alaska Gulf will keep westerly winds and a marine layer with low clouds in place through Friday. A weak area of low pressure will move into the northern Gulf on Friday night. In Frederick Sound tonight, a southwest wind at 10 knots in the evening becoming light. Seas 2 feet or less with areas of fog and drizzle late. For Friday, a southwest wind increasing to 15 knots in the afternoon, seas at 3 feet. In Sumner Strait tonight, a west wind at 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less, with areas of fog and drizzle developing in the evening. For Friday, a west wind increasing to 15 knots in the afternoon, seas at 3 feet, with areas of fog and drizzle in the morning. In Clarence Strait tonight, a south wind at 15 knots in the evening, becoming light, seas at 3 feet, with areas of fog and drizzle developing in the evening. For Friday, variable wind to 10 knots becoming south in the afternoon, seas 2 feet or less, with areas of fog and drizzle in the morning. Turning next to local news, Wrangell Medical Center has a new chief of staff. Dr. Lynn Przunka has been the chief of staff at the hospital for several years. WMC reports that Dr. Przunka handed in her letter of resignation from that position on July 8th. She will continue working as a doctor at the hospital, just no longer in that role. Dr. Greg Szilard has stepped in to take over the position. His tenure began immediately. In essence, a hospital's chief of staff is responsible for overseeing all of the hospital's medical divisions, including helping to resolve any problems among staff and working as the go-between for the hospital's administrative and medical teams. The chief also primarily serves as the medical director for the hospital, unless a substitute is named. Continuing with local news, we have good news for Pearly Whites. A new dentist has come to town. Dr. Kate Dubois, originally from near Boston, is now calling Wrangell her home. She'll be working full-time at the AICS Dental Clinic. I spoke with Dr. Dubois yesterday about her new position, and this is a portion of that interview. So, how long have you been in Wrangell now?
I got in on Saturday, July 6th, so not very long at all.
Have you ever been to Alaska before?
Yes, I kind of started looking into working in Alaska while I was doing my dental school training. So I came up in 2010. I was in the Anchorage area, Anchorage, Girdwood, Seward. And I came up to Wrangell in December for my interview. So I'd been here once before. They had me stay overnight, too.
They did. So you actually got to spend a night in town.
Yeah. And... you know, I was in the hotel. I didn't see much, but, you know, it's a small little place. So we took a drive around and I kind of got a feel for things.
So have you worked as a dentist before? Are you fresh out of school? What's your history?
So I graduated from Tufts University in 2012, and I knew that I wanted to move to Alaska and practice, but that would mean that I would likely be in a situation where, you know, I'd kind of be the only show in town. So I did a one-year hospital-based residency doing more advanced procedures and kind of getting practice in things that would be more likely to happen up here. Just 2012 to 2013 at the University of Washington in Seattle.
All right, so that must be quite a change for you then, coming from there to here where you are going to be. You know, a lot of people are going to be looking to you for help.
I know. You know, I know for sure that what I lack in experience, I make up for it in enthusiasm. And I'm lucky because we do have Dr. Terry Barnes, who is our dental director, and he's going to be up. Occasionally, he's up with us now, kind of getting me settled in. And we also are going to continue to have Dr. Sean McPhee, who's been one of the locums, come up 1 week every month. So he and I are actually working together this week. So it's nice to, you know, be able to bounce things off people. But with this network of locums that we've had, there's plenty of people to talk to if I've got questions or issues, because not every case is straightforward. So it's nice to be able to talk to someone about potential problems. We also still have our specialists coming up, so if it's over my head, I know where I'm sending them.
Have you seen any patients yet?
Oh, yeah. I got in on Saturday night on the ferry, and I had patients Monday morning. So I'm kind of just wrapping up my second week now. And so far, so good. It's been really nice getting to meet people. And since there hasn't been any consistency in the clinic, we're kind of just getting our groove and trying to get people in for regular checkups instead of just doing piece-by-piece things. So it's kind of been great, great so far.
You seem like a very personable person. So for people who are afraid of going to the dentist, what would you say to them?
Well, obviously, I like to talk a lot. So I talk everyone through everything. I feel like a lot of times the main fear is that, you know, the dentist is poking around in there. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know, like, what to anticipate. So I'm going to talk you through everything. I'm going to try to be as gentle as possible also. And I have small little hands. So there's that.
That's awesome. So for you, why did you decide to become a dentist? Because for me, I know I'm thinking being in people's mouths all the time, I don't know if I could handle that.
Well, you know, it was kind of a long-term evolving thing. I actually had a lot of dental issues when I was growing up. Long story short, I ended up having kind of a lifetime of visits with the very friendly oral surgeon. And even as a little kid, he was just, I knew he was great. And when I was 6 years old, he also seemed like he was a really happy guy. So, you know, then I got to college and everyone who wants to see patients is kind of like, oh, I'm going to be a brain surgeon or whatever. So I started kind of looking into all different types of healthcare. I knew I wanted to work with patients, and I really wanted to be able to help people kind of in a direct way. Not that other professions don't, but, you know, for them to really feel the results of what we were doing. Also, it's nice because I get to see patients for long periods of time where, you know, you've got your family practice doctors here, but we're a lot of people are specializing now in medicine, so you're only going to see someone when they're really sick. And you might never see him again, but I'm going to see you guys once every 6 months for the entirety of my contract here. And so you get to cultivate relationships with people and, you know, see how people are doing. And that's nice and fun.
So is that something you're looking forward to, being in a small town as well?
Yeah, I mean, this is a completely new experience for me. There were more people in my high school than this entire town. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to know everyone. And, you know, I'm already hearing about patients' sisters, brothers, children, so I know I'll be seeing them. So, I mean, absolutely. I think it'll be really a great experience getting to know everyone.
I know one of the problems that we have in town with our doctors is that it can be hard to get on with them because there's a very limited supply of doctors as opposed to the number of people in town. So are you taking on new patients or have you just inherited old patients? How is that working at your office?
So right now I'm essentially trying to get the schedule under control. And that's also why we're having Dr. McPhee come in, you know, 1 week a month to really make sure that we're scheduling so that we can get to see everyone. A lot of these people, even that I've been seeing now, we're encouraging them to start fresh with the exam and kind of move on from there so we can have a comprehensive plan moving forward.
Can you tell me about one of the funniest moments you've ever had as a dentist?
We did an externship during our dental training, meaning I left dental school and worked at an outside office. And I actually worked at a jail in Rhode Island. So I do have a few funny stories from there. But probably my favorite one was all these guys were really respectful and appreciative because, you know, I was helping them out. And they love to chat also because there's not a lot of girls in there. So one guy came in and he lied. He said he was in pain, but he wasn't. His teeth were just broken and he wanted me to fix him because his girlfriend was coming in so they could talk about the Harry Potter books. And once he said that to me, I said, you know what, I'm going to fix him anyway. So that was kind of the funniest so far.
So he got good teeth for talking about the books.
For Harry Potter, yeah. Harry Potter fan, I'm going to fix him.
Definitely worth it. Well, thank you so much for coming in to talk today and welcome to town.
Thank you.
That was a portion of an interview I did with Dr. Kate Dubois, the new dentist at the AICS Dental Clinic. Turning next to regional news, Petersburg's Borough Assembly this week made it official. The borough is supporting the electoral map adopted by the Alaska Redistricting Board on Sunday. Petersburg challenged the interim plan in place for the 2012 election that put the community in the House and Senate districts with Juneau. The state Supreme Court called for a new permanent redistricting plan for the 2014 election. The board Sunday chose a configuration for Southeast that puts Petersburg in a House district with Sitka and 22 other small Southeast communities. Those include Kuprinoff, Cake, Angoon, Craig, Kaufman Cove, Port Protection, and Point Baker. Petersburg's Borough Assembly Monday authorized the borough's attorney on the case to file a court notice that the latest plan is acceptable. Assembly members had no discussion on the issue during the meeting Monday night. However, during a radio call-in show that day, Assembly Member John Haverleck said he likes the new plan.
It was better than I expected we would get, and it's in more common communities. I think we're going to do pretty well, although I was really impressed with the people we have now in the Juneau representation. They seemed very sincere and very earnest, and I had faith that they would do a good job, but I think it'll just be better where we're going.
Borough staff members also recommended supporting the new plan and said it creates compact house districts and combines communities with similar social and economic interests. Thanks for tuning in to Evening News on KSTK. You can also check us out online at kstk.org. Stay tuned. Your community calendar rundown is coming up next, followed by the baseball game at 6 p.m.
Can't sleep at night? Wake up, Wrangell, to the Wake Up Wrangell Late Late Show. I'm your host, Matt. Thursday nights, 9 to midnight, 3 hours of music, pleasure. Join us. You got a request, I'll do my best. You say we play. That's Thursday night, 9 to 12. Wake Up Wrangell Late Late Show.
Over 50, you can still register as an organ and tissue donor.
Call 1-866-99-DONATE. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.